It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Plans are moving forward on the effort to place historic markers to the slave trade in Rhode Island. The committee spearheading the project meets tomorrow in Providence. Last month, the Providence City Council passed a resolution declaring support for what's known as the Rhode Island Middle Passage Project. This is the local chapter of a nationwide effort to memorialize the lives of Africans who were the victims of the transatlantic slave trade. Rhode Island has four sites identified in places like Providence, Newport, and Bristol. And joining me now to talk more about this effort is Professor Emily Kugler. She serves on the advisory board of the National Middle Passage Ceremonies and Port Markers Project. She's also an assistant professor of English at Howard University in Washington, D.C. And welcome, Dr. Kugler.
Thank you.
So perhaps we should start with a reminder of what is meant by the term Middle Passage.
Well, the Middle Passage refers to the voyages sent from enslaved people from Africa brought by European traders into the Americas. And this spread from North and South America. This was the Caribbean. And what's also important for New England history is that we have to remember this also went both ways. Captured Pequots, for example, from the Pequot Wars and King Philip's War, as well as other indigenous people, were also sent to the Caribbean and occasionally even to Africa and to Europe.
What was the extent of Rhode Island's involvement in the slave trade?
In terms of producing ships, outfitting ships, and sending ships out to Africa, Rhode Island was the major supplier. And if you think about the number of enslaved people who arrive in such places like South Carolina, those were on Rhode Island ships. And this is not to forget that we also had enslaved people and their descendants who lived here as well. But Rhode Island was a global player in the transatlantic slave trade.
Now, what is the history of the Middle Passage Ceremonies and Port Markers Project?
The Middle Passage Ceremonies and Port Markers Project was founded in 2011 by Ann Chen. The project seeks to do several things. One is to commemorate those Africans who were transported in the Middle Passage, those who survived and those who didn't. They also research and identify all ports of entry for Africans during the 350 years of the transatlantic human trade. We encourage local communities to hold remembrance ceremonies to recognize these sites, and we also encourage placement of markers so that we can publicly acknowledge and people can look and learn about this history and hopefully want to know more.
The project has identified four sites in Rhode Island, correct?
Yes.
What are those spots?
The Middle Passage Ceremonies and Port Markers projects, we rely on the Voyages Transatlantic Slave Trade Database. Now, this is one source. It's a very rich resource. It's not every ship, but it does list ships that we know brought enslaved people. And we found ships for Providence, for Warren, for Bristol, and for Newport.
This database, is this something online that you can look up?
Yes, you can. It's the Voyages Transatlantic Slave Trade Database. Everyone can go and look into this and find ship names, find numbers of people, both forced and free, and I encourage people to look for it.
Okay, so if you Google that,
yes.
You'll find it.
Right now, we're looking for people who want to be involved. We do have a few core members at each site, and we're hoping to grow. We want to involve local communities, and this includes academics and universities, churches, and other local organizations interested in questions of history and social justice. This is often about first steps, gathering people together, educating, amplifying, and recognizing the work that's being done in these locations. In Rhode Island, for example, an amazing amount of research is being done at these sites already, and that's something we want to draw more attention to.
As far as placing a marker, are they standardized, these markers, or are they just developed each individual site on its own?
This is a global story. It's a national story, but it's also a very local story. So each marker should be developed individually. What's unique about Rhode Island is that we're actually coordinating all four sites together. So I'm very curious to see what comes out of this, especially since Rhode Island has such also a rich history in terms of design and art. And if people have ideas, they should come to the meetings and share them with us.
Well, all right, Dr. Emily Kugler, thanks for coming by and educating us on this effort so far.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Rhode Island Middle Passage Project meets tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Center for the Study of Slavery and Justice at Brown University. You can find more information and a link to the Transatlantic Slave Trade Database at our website, ripr.org. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.